And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on our 33rd anniversary here, right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, next to the San Diego Annies, which you can see on our Facebook and YouTube Live scene there. That's literally the shot outside the office here where we do our broadcast here at Sun Harbor Marina, right above Pizza Nova, right next to the Fisherman's Landing and all the boats, and we get to see that. And you, now you get to see it, too, on our Facebook and YouTube Live scene there. We have a great show here on our Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, and, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup app with Christy and Bob from Dawson Insurance. Really a great time here with good friends and fishing people that that save a lot of us a lot of time and money.
No doubt about that. We're having a great show, talking so much great information and, you know, just all of those aha moments that we like, oh, yeah, okay, this is it. This is the thing for sure. If you want to join us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Been a busy morning, but we got another full hour of taking your phone calls. 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, easy to use. Just fire off the app. One of the first tabs you'll see is text the show. And text in your question and make sure that you include your name and your phone number just in case you win that big prize at the end of the show today. And how that works is we're going to draw one potential winner from all the callers that make it on the air. We'll draw one potential winner from all of the texts that get read on the air. And then Christy's going to flip our prize coin at the end of the show, which is this guy right here.
Yeah.
And that's going to designate whether it's a texter or a caller, and then that person's going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty, and those guys have been having great fishing this year, and you're going to get in on all that great fun, that beautiful boat, killer food, great crew. Someone's going fishing for free at the end of today's show.
That's right. Very patient callers. Actually, one line open. You want to talk to JP, he'll put you in the queue. 213-432-1090. A lot of text, so text the show also, but the best way to get through right now, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. Just like Roy from San Diego. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Quick question for the insurance people. My son recently moved out to Indiana for some contracting work, and he'll be coming back every 4 to 6 weeks or so on plane and whatever like that. So would travel insurance be good for him, for someone who's just going to do a lot of flying, but he's like, you know, he's still going to be a San Diego native, I guess?
Sure, absolutely. Travel insurance is good, not just for fishermen, but for anyone who travels, whether it be personal or business purposes.
It doesn't matter, right?
No,
if you have the policy
matter.
On yourself, it doesn't matter whether it's business or personal.
That's correct. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
So that's a great question.
All right. Great. Thanks a lot, Roy. Good question.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Jeff. He's called us from Mission Viejo this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show. I'm at the CVX right now talking to Rosie, and I'm going to Cedros. How bad of an injury would it take for me to have there to be airlifted out, and how does that work?
That's a great question. So the policy reads on all of these travel policies, whatever is deemed medically necessary. So it really depends on the circumstances, where you're at the time of injury, what the injury is. If it's something that, like, if you're out on a boat and you catch your hand and you can get back, and it's not a big deal, then they're probably just going to take you by ambulance from the coast or whatever means is necessary. But if it's something more severe, that, you know, it really just depends on the circumstances, and that's what the number on the card is for. Whether you're inside the U.S. or outside the U.S., you call that number, or somebody else calls that number if you're incapacitated, and they will then direct you at that, direct that person at that point. Obviously, if you're on a boat, it's also up to the captain aboard the vessel or the Coast Guard to determine, like, hey, we need to get this guy off, and they'll make that call as well.
Super sore arms from pulling on Yellowtail probably don't get you evac'd out.
Probably not. No, okay. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that's what you have when you come back.
I'd like to have that problem.
Yeah. Have a great trip, and thanks a lot for the call there. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here, and it's from Ted in San Diego, and it's kind of like kudos for you guys. Very thankful to learn about travel insurance from Bob on Let's Talk Hookup a few years ago. Always get the annual coverage for my international trips. In July last year, my tackle backpack was stolen in Mexico. Value was $1,300, which the resort partially reimbursed me for. Should I have made a claim, or is it too late 14 months later?
Unfortunately, 14 months later would be too late, but that is something that you could have put in. Now, on the tackle itself, personal items, typically most policies will cover $1,000, and really it's meant to supplement your homeowner's or your renter's insurance for basically a deductible, and no more than $500 for a single item. So if you had put that claim in when you got back, or when you, you know, found out that it was, you know, stolen or lost, then that would have been something you could have claimed. But at this point, unfortunately, it's a little late for that.
That's a good way to do it, though. Like you said, that's something that normally would be covered under your homeowner's, but this is going to kick in just to cover the deductible, so now you're not out of pocket when homeowner's kicks in to cover your reels and things that did go missing.
Right.
Got it.
Can we say it's like a no-brainer?
It's no-brainer.
It's like everybody should have this
every
policy.
Little part of
it. It's like every aspect of it. It's like, why wouldn't you have this policy if you even leave your house, right?
There are so many texts that have come through that it's hard to find questions. 90% of them are all kudos. Oh, my God, I love it. I had my plan. It's like they're all the same thing. It's all a story of how well they used and how great this is and how much they love the annual plans. But this is a text that I wanted to read from Ernie in Prosper, Texas. It says, I have a question for Christy and Bob. I had the unfortunate opportunity to have to use the trip delay portion of my trip insurance policy. Quotations he wrote, it worked perfectly, by the way. Is it possible to increase the coverage limit offered for that specific portion of my yearly policy? And could you explain the different coverages that are included in the yearly plan?
Wow, those are some great questions.
Yeah.
So depending upon the level of coverage that you have on the annual plan will determine what you have in regards to that. It's a package policy, so there is no increasing certain coverages under the policy. It is just a package as it stands. However, if your concern is for, I would say if you had a deluxe, I don't know what plan you had, but the deluxe plan does have a little bit different coverage in that regard than the executive plans. And then also if there's a specific trip you're more concerned about than another, you can always purchase the supplemental coverage, because we do write for many carriers, not just one carrier. So sometimes I'll write an annual plan for someone, but they want a certain coverage for a specific trip, and I can write an individual plan that maybe comes with like very little to no coverage for cancellation or interruption, since they already have that, but will have higher benefits. So again, always good to call and go over your specific scenario.
And you guys are very accessible. Bob, not so much nowadays because he's retired, but you and your people that work with you.
Yeah, so Heather Bell, she is designated for only travel. We don't have her answer calls for anything else but travel, so she's always available. And then, of course, myself. And we just recently updated our website, so you can always contact us through that as well.
What about boat insurance? I have my boat insurance through you. Do we call you?
Absolutely.
That's
so
you.
I'm the marine contact, so anything commercial, charter, personal boats, that's me.
Yeah. And you would be surprised if you give Christy a call how much money you can save or the coverage you can get because she knows the ins and outs of kind of any boat that's available out there. If she can insure the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet or the LA Sport Fishing Fleet like she does, and or Dana Point or whatever, she can insure just about everybody.
And when you're making a random call to a random place to just try and get insurance coverage, they're not going to know the little things that Christy does.
Right.
Distance and Mexico and time and, you know, I do this thing and this policy kicks, you know, yes, this policy looks cheap on paper, but it only covers you 15 miles into Mexico. Well, you're going 100 miles into Mexico. Like, you know all the ins and outs there is about everything coverage-wise.
You bring up a very good point about Mexico, and this is what we dealt with. My previous policy on my boat stopped insuring in Mexico. But you have to read the fine print again. It's like, do you cover? Well, if you go to Mexico, you have to file, you have to let us know before you go. And then you're covered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll get right on that.
Wait a minute. So every time I go to Mexico, I'm going to have to let you know before I go?
Yeah,
yes.
On a 9-to-5.
Yes. And this is the Progressive, yeah. Which I've had insurance with before. So I called Chris and I go, can you find me a policy where I don't have to notify them when I go to Mexico? Because, frankly, we go to Mexico all the time here out of San Diego. And she did, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you blink and you're in Mexico.
Yeah.
Right?
So, again, be careful of the coverage that you have if you're going to the Coronado Islands, because you may not be covered with your current policy.
Right.
So, and the best way to find out is call them and just say, hey, am I covered when I cross the border? And if they say, yeah, if you call us first, then call Christy.
Yeah, call Christy. Yeah.
Or if you're unsure the answer that you're getting isn't maybe accurate, I'm happy to review policies
okay, so
and read through the document for you. And just tell you what coverage you have and what you don't, what I would recommend.
Because for whatever reason, a lot of companies discontinued coverage in Mexico. They used to be pretty standard with a lot of policies where they covered you down to Punta Banda.
Right.
And they don't do that anymore. And why'd they stop that?
I'm sure it had to do with underwriting. You know, there's areas where there's different concerns of loss in the water, and
sure.
Mexico would be one of them.
Yeah. All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time? We talked to John, and he's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So I got one comment and a couple comments, but on the PCS magazine, Gundy had a 5-page article in there talking about surf fishing, and I'm not a surf fisherman, but it caught my eye, and I read the whole 5 pages. It was that intriguing. So kudos to Gundy for putting that together, and then you guys are just phenomenal. You can never say enough about you guys. I had your policy. My wife and I went to Europe last year, and so when she was setting everything up, they're like, well, you need an insurance policy. And she's like, well, my husband has this, right? She's like, oh, yeah, that'll cover you. And so she called you guys up. You guys set her up, you know. And now that, you know, like when we went to Queen Charlotte Safari, you know, she was covered and everything like that. But you guys, you make it easy. I don't have to worry about when it expires. Could you call me and let me know? And we just renew it, and it's just easy peasy. So thanks again for everything you guys do.
Thank you so much.
All right. There you go. More kudos. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. DJ in San Diego has an interesting question. He says, and we knew this was going to come up, so we're going to go for it. I'm curious to know what would be covered for the anglers on the recent boat that sank, the Jig Strike, in terms of equipment and lost fishing trip. Also, what would be covered for anglers on the boat that rescued them in terms of lost fishing trip? Some good questions there.
Right. So we can't speak exactly to a specific incident, but I can say that there will be coverage in one way or another, either by the boat policy or, you know, as far as personal items, travel insurance, again, does cover some of that.
Does it?
Depending on what the lost items are and the amount of those items, because there is a limitation. Of course, there's also coverage under homeowners and renters insurance, but in a situation like that, normally that's going to be something between the boat policy and the travel insurance.
Yeah, generally. So if you have the travel insurance and the boat coverage didn't cover all of your tackle, then you could make up for it with the travel insurance.
Well, it's either or.
Either or.
I gotcha.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
The better the scenario.
But this policy that you sell would cover for some loss.
Lost items, up to the policy limit.
Because you could have thousands of dollars with a tackle on the boat that went down with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and travel insurance really isn't meant to cover, like, thousands of dollars, right? Like,
right.
If you look at the policy, it's $1,000 is usually the coverage amount for personal items, again, with the $500 limit on one specific item. But it is meant to supplement other insurance policies.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I don't know if it's right for this particular scenario, but just maybe you can touch on it in general, because it's another thing that I really like is the trip interruption, you know, part of things. Like, maybe a couple of days out of your trip you weren't able to get through, or you know, the boat got delayed or engine problem, whatever. I know, Bob, you've seen a lot of them over the years, and Christy, like, there's a, you know, there's the trip happened, you didn't get, you know, the trip didn't get canceled, but there were a couple of days that you didn't get to do it, and it can cover you for just a partial of your trip as well.
Yes, depending upon the circumstances of why the trip was interrupted would determine whether the travel insurance would cover it. Like, for instance, mechanical breakdown is not a reason for trip interruption coverage. So if it's something specific to, let's say, the vessel itself in the, you know, in the case of sport fishing, that would not be covered under trip interruption. But let's say you became ill on the boat and you had to stay in your stateroom, you know, for the remainder of the trip. That would be covered under trip interruption. So
interesting. All right.
Injury or illness.
Got it. Have a another fun question from Brandon in Rancho San Diego. It says, Bob and Christy, can you give us a story of your most favorite emergency evac, the one you're the most proud of getting somebody out of the craziest location?
Bob's got some good stories.
I'm going to let Bob speak to this one because he's got way crazier stories than I do. I'm pretty boring on this one.
Well, you know, most of the evacs that we do are in relation to a medical issue. You know, when we had not too long ago involved a guy that had an infection on his toe. Fortunately, there was two doctors that were on the boat at the time, and they could see a red line moving up his leg, so they marked it with an indelible marker, and then they would check it the next day, and they go, hey, this guy's got to get off the boat. And they were down by Mag Bay. I guess there's a naval, some type of hospital down there for the Mexican Navy. But anyway, they got him in there. And the bottom line is that the Mexican doctor who said, hey, I'm really, really good. He said, I can save your toe. He ultimately didn't want him to do that. I guess he saw a cockroach on the floor somewhere or something and thought, no way, I'm going to go back home. But when he did, he ended up losing half his foot because they waited.
Oh,
wow. You know, but, just the flight from there back to the States for a hospital was, I think it was 29,000 or 32,000, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And just that was, that short I believe on that one they had a medical escort, correct? If I remember right. So it covers that as well.
They're paying for the nurse to fly with him.
Correct.
And they had your insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were covered.
Yeah. And other ones we've had somebody in Africa. Do you remember that one? That was years ago. That got helicoptered out, got attacked, I think it was by a lion. I don't remember. That was about 6, maybe 7 years ago.
Really?
That
one was, yeah. And they
helicoptered. 100% covered.
100% covered. Helicoptered out to a region.
To a facility that was more qualified because it was in a remote area with not a lot of, you know, high-tech.
I mean, crazy. Things happen. Why wouldn't you have
them? Yeah. Right. You can go over to Africa. You can get bit by a black mamba, a cobra, all kinds of things that could go on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you could do that, right? You know, you go to the High Sierras and get bit by something, right?
I was just going to dive and walk in a trail and saw a bobcat on my head.
Yeah.
But that Mag Bay one is so relatable. I mean, that's any of them.
That's right.
You know, you go on a trip and you're down a few days and you get a cut and you don't think about it and it's hot tropical water and you got an infection and boom, you're that story
that
right
guy.
There. That could have happened to a ton of us that are listening to the show right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's been numerous occasions in Mexico where people say, oh, no, this hospital's fine. Go home.
Yeah. So many. And
have the travel insurance, get the flight, go home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my advice.
Yeah.
Whenever possible.
I know for sure.
Yeah. You've seen it firsthand more than one time.
Absolutely. Bob and Christy, the pre-existing condition coverage available with the annual plan on your trip is next. If your annual trip is next year and coverage ends before the trip starts, does the pre-existing condition still play into it? And that's from John in Huntington Beach.
Hi, John. So that's a great question. So as far as the pre-existing medical condition, regardless of if it's a single trip plan or an annual plan, as long as you purchase the coverage So your travel insurance, within 2 weeks of making your initial trip deposit, it provides you with a pre-existing condition waiver of, so that if you had to, if something happened and it was a pre-existing condition, it would still be covered. Now, if you're talking about you've made a deposit this year and then literally if you purchase the plan, it's going to expire before the actual trip occurs, which happens because a lot of people, you know, book their travel over a year out. As long as you renew that annual plan, it's still going to cover you. But it does, basically your annual plan, it's for coverage during that policy term. So if you don't have any other travel plans booked until that trip, then a lot of times I will recommend an individual trip plan in that case. But that, again, comes back to that's when you give us a call and go over your specific scenario so we can say, hey, this is what makes the most sense for you, because the annual plan's a fantastic deal, and I think everyone should have one. But there are some circumstances where I will recommend a single trip plan.
Okay, so what is the story with if you have a pre-existing condition, can you still get the annual plan?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pre-existing, I had a client that had cancer, and he bought a policy for a caribou hunt.
Uh-huh.
That he wanted to go on, that was quite expensive, but unfortunately he ended up dying before the hunt, so we ended up reimbursing his daughter for the
cost of the trip.
It was expensive trip.
Yeah, I agree.
You know.
Yeah. Caribou are tough to pursue, for sure, and too bad he didn't get the chance to go do that.
Yeah, I know it,
yeah.
Right?
That's but if you, so when does a pre-existing condition not fall, when does that exclude you?
Okay, so when you're excluded from pre-existing condition coverage is when you did not have a plan in place at the time you purchased or within 2 weeks of making that first deposit on that trip.
Okay.
Or you let your annual plan expire and then didn't renew it before the expiration date. So we recommend, you know, I have an annual plan. Bob's got an annual plan. We just renew it year after year.
So do
I. You would think, you know, something... You may not think, oh, I don't have a pre-existing condition, but that also follows like the cancellation for your family member or your traveling companion, right? They might have a pre-existing condition you don't even know about. They might have been on blood pressure medication for years and you thought, oh, yeah, they're good, but they might have just went to their doctor with an episode 2 months ago. Now it's considered a pre-existing condition.
But as long as you buy the policy, the annual policy, within 2 weeks of booking your trip, you're covered.
Correct. And obviously, if you already have your annual plan in place, then all throughout the year, when you're making more deposits, you automatically have that.
And then when you renew that policy, even if you book the trip before that, you're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is just get the policy, keep it.
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, on the pre-existing conditions, too, it's a, you know, if you're taking a medication for high blood pressure, that's going to be covered. But the main reason they put it in effect is because if you, let's say you broke a leg and then you have a fishing trip coming up 4 months later, now you can't make the trip because of the broken leg hasn't healed properly. That's definitely something that you want to purchase that policy within that 14 days or renew the current policy that you have, so you don't have any lapse in the pre-existing condition.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You have a good one, huh?
So, yeah. It says, good morning, guys. My question is in regards to insuring fishing tackle. Lots of questions about tackle, specifically this. His question is whether you thought it would be better to use the yearly plan, or are there any specific trip plans or just personal plans where I could have a rider on my fishing gear. Things get quite expensive as they add up. That's from Juan in Temecula.
Yeah, I can answer that. You know, where you're going to get your coverage is off your renter's policy, your condo policy, or your homeowner's policy. Now, all those have a deductible.
Mm-hmm.
But they also cover off-premises coverage for 10% of your personal property. So, an example. Let's say your house is worth $1 million. Well, if you're in San Diego, it is, on the average.
Yeah.
And the contents are typically going to be $700,000 to $750,000. It's usually 70 to 75% of the home values for contents. When you go off premises somewhere in the world, you have 10% of that $750,000 or $75,000. So you're going to have $75,000 coverage right there for your tackle. And because rods and reels, you can spend $1,500, $2,000 on one outfit, sure, depending on what you're getting.
Sure.
And so the coverage under the travel policy is just to help you kind of offset your deductible.
Got it.
And, you know, in a lot of cases anymore, with these homes being so expensive, a lot of people, to save money, will have a $2,500 deductible or a $5,000 or a $10,000. Typically, when you get above a $10,000 deductible, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go to a $25,000. You're not saving enough money on that policy to justify having, right, to pay an extra $15,000 before everything goes into effect. The second scenario you can do is you can add that to a homeowner's, renter's, or condominium owner's policy as scheduled property. When you schedule it, now it has no deductible. So your fishing gear, let's say you got $10,000.
But you have to have it scheduled, which means you have to write it all down specifically, right?
Yeah, yeah. You need the, you know, let's say it's a Talica 20 for $600 or $700, and custom rod for $450, $500, whatever it might be.
Tell us where you got those deals, by the way.
Right?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Back in the day, right?
Yeah. Don't forget about the $200 for the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It all adds up. But, yeah, you could schedule it and have no deductible on it and have coverage worldwide wherever you go, or take your fishing equipment, guns, anything like that. Because I've had people insuring, you know, some of these hunts to Africa, the guys that can afford to do that usually have some pretty pricey guns.
Sure.
You know, they could be... $25,000 is nothing for,
yeah,
a double rifle.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get up to $250,000. But, you know, if something goes wrong with that, like let's say your stock breaks, because the weakest point is right behind the trigger on that pistol grip.
Uh-huh.
So I had one of my clients, we insured the gun for the $25,000 he paid for it, to replace the stock and fore end, because it's matching wood, it's a double rifle, was $9,800 just for the wood.
Wow. Just for the wood.
Just for the wood.
Wow.
You know, no deductible. But I couldn't believe it broke in.
But he was covered.
Yeah, he was covered because he had it scheduled and no deductible.
And typically to schedule your personal property like that does not add much to the premium of your policy. So definitely worth looking into if you have some higher value that items that you're most concerned about.
Your homeowner's policy.
Correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
That's good info.
Well, 213-432-1090, open right now. Been a busy morning. There's your chance to get through. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Matt from La Mesa has been hanging in there with us. Matt, thanks for hanging. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm just calling in a live report from the tradition. Did a day and a half on it. 25 people. We had 50 bluefin per limit. And the last fish of last night was a 200-pounder on the Eddie Bomb.
Ooh.
Hey, wow.
That's a solid report.
Yeah, that is. Are you out on the bank?
Yeah, we were fishing. We started out on the Cortez, and then last night we moved in by San Clemente and had a really good bite on the night fish. So everybody got limits, and like I said, the last fish on the boat literally was a guy fishing an Eddie Bomb with a treble hook on the bottom, and there was no way that fish was going home. So it was a good, nice-sized fish.
That's nice. Well, thanks for the report,
yeah,
Matt. That sounds like a nice trip. Appreciate the call this morning.
Limits and a cow, we'll take that. That's awesome, buddy. Congratulations. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. First opportunity at an open phone line since the show started. If you want to get through, this is your shot. 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Cookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Cookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Cookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great time we're having here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, talk to Christy, talk to Bob, 213-432-1090.
A lot going on here, a lot of great texts, and just so much good information. We haven't talked about how we get a hold of you or buy this insurance, and that would be important, that if they want to get a hold of you guys, how does one get a policy?
Absolutely. So you can always call
inquire
in
about their boat insurance or whatever.
Right. For whatever kind of insurance you need, you can always reach us at on our line on the phone at 619-460-5615. And we're really proud. We just recently updated our website. If anybody had been out to our previous website, it definitely needed a refresher, and it got one. So you can now actually fill in details for any type of insurance that you need, travel, vessel insurance, whether it be personal or commercial use. And that is at DR, like Dawson Robert, and then the word insure, insure.com. So drinsure.com, and there's all of our contact information is there. Any kind of insurance you could possibly need, you can find out the details there.
And you can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup website, the links page on the Let's Talk Hookup website. If you get that, just go to the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, go to the links page, look for Dawson Insurance, travel insurance, and it's there. A lot of people probably have questions after I brought up the fact that a lot of policies don't cover into Mexico anymore. So they're welcome to call you and say, hey, I am insured with X insurer. Am I covered in Mexico if I go to the Coronado Islands?
Right. And
you'll know the answers. You'll research it for them.
In some cases, I'll know. Otherwise, I will have you send over a copy of your policy, and I can take a look at it and let you know. And otherwise, I can tell you which ones are doing it correctly.
Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, from my experience, a lot of places don't cover it anymore.
That's correct.
Even if they did at one time, things are changing.
Yeah.
They kind of change the policy document from year to year. They have the option to do that. And if you're not really reading carefully through that policy, you could easily miss it.
Yeah. For sure.
And nobody reads policies.
Yeah. God, that's like reading there's only one person I know that reads manuals for their electronics, and that's Steve Paisel. That's it. I've never owned anybody that read a manual, but he does. But he knows how to use the electronics, though.
No, yeah, better than most.
But that's like insurance policies, right?
They're a great cure for insomnia.
Yeah, if you want to. Do you read the insurance policies?
If I can't sleep. No, yeah, absolutely. Of course I read the insurance policies.
That's your job.
That's my job.
That's your job. So, Mikey in Oceanside has a good question. He says, good morning, Pete, Rick, Bob, and Christy. Great show and topic. I'm a customer of Dawson Insurance, and these guys are great work to work with. Super responsive and great service. Only had to use the insurance once. What if he had to use medical onboard medical services on a cruise ship? Surprise, they add medical services cost to your final bill. But we were reimbursed 100% on our trip insurance. This is for this cost, wow, highly recommended. Something people don't think about. Yeah, you go into the go on a cruise, you go see the doctor, they're going to charge you for that, right?
Absolutely.
You would be covered if you had this policy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
How often does that happen?
Quite a bit.
I'll bet. Yeah. I never even thought of that.
I would say we get more medical claims than we do trip interruption or cancellation. Far more medical because, you know, again, they want some, whether even when your own health insurance covers it, there's always some copay to pay. So that's where this comes in. And then you're out of pocket nothing.
What if you were in another country and you had to go to the hospital there? And you got charged for services that they rendered. If you have the travel insurance, would you be covered on that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Same thing.
Yeah. As long as it's covered under the policy, as far as, you know, if you're going for a medical emergency, which if you're going out of country, it's an emergency.
Even
if it's just a cold or you test positive for COVID or you got strep throat
you're
or something like that, you're not going for your annual checkup. So, yes, that's when your travel insurance kicks in for the emergency medical benefits.
Cool. I had a great text. This one was from Joe. It says, man, I'm blown away by this yearly policy, and I want to sign up for sure. My question is, does the policy start the day you buy it, or does it start on January 1st? Really excited to get this going.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a great question. So the policy is for 365 days. So if you were to call the office and purchase the policy, let's say today, it would start coverage tomorrow. You could start it as early as tomorrow. You can also push your start date out up to 60 days. So let's say you don't have any travel plans in September, but you do October 15th. You could purchase the plan today and say, I want the start date to start on October 14th, the day before I leave on my trip. And it would cover for your trips from October 14th of this year to October 14th of next year.
Okay. So you can push it out how many days?
Up to 60.
Up to 60 days. Mm-hmm. Great.
That's cool.
Good information for sure. Let's jump back on the phones.
Dan in West Covina is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was just calling in response to a question I had from a friend of mine after we saw the jig strike incident, you know, on YouTube. He was going like, now, if a Coast Guard helicopter has to rescue you at sea, do they charge for that to pick you up? And then if so, would the travel insurance cover that? Because I know in the mountain rescue situation, they actually do charge you, especially if you get lost. So I was just curious to see how that's covered.
That's a great question. So, yes, if you had to be picked up, rescued by a helicopter or other means, whether it's an ambulance or whatever the case is, if there is a charge for that, that's when it would fall under the travel insurance. In the case you mentioned, the jig strike, it really depends on the circumstances and who would then be responsible for that cost. So I'm sure the Coast Guard charges something for that. But whether it's your personal travel insurance or the boat's policy, it would be determined upon the circumstances of the reason for rescue.
But if you're hiking on a mountain somewhere and the mountain rescue charges you, you're covered if you have that policy.
Or if you're on a boat and you have a medical emergency, like a single-person medical emergency, not the entire boat medical emergency, then, yes, that would be something that would be covered under your travel insurance.
Jen brings up a great point in this crazy hypothetical thing that would never happen. Say you're in the Grand Tetons and you fall off a horse and break both your arms.
Oh, yeah.
they charge you $50,000 to fly you out of there.
Yeah.
And then had you been smart enough to buy an insurance plan, you would have gotten covered and just flown out instead of have to ride the horse back out.
So yeah.
In this crazy hypothetical that would never happen, they charge you $50,000.
But that's actually happened.
Yeah, it did happen.
Yeah.
And I'll never not have a plan after that.
Yes. It was a painful lesson, shall we say, right? Pain. So don't go on. Yeah. Don't have a painful lesson.
Don't not
That's
have
the moral
it.
Of the story.
If you travel, I mean, if you, like Bob said it best, I mean, you don't have to be a guy that goes to Europe to have a travel plan. I mean, we go fishing all the time. Like, how many day-and-a-half trips does the average angler do a year? A couple of them? Like, if you need this thing one time, it's paying for itself over the top. my favorite point that I didn't think about when Christy mentioned this morning, just in the rental car savings, if you're doing the family trip somewhere, it's likely going to pay itself off just in the extra insurance that you have to pay. This is such a good call.
Yeah, for sure. Here's another one from Daniel in Santa Barbara. He says, good morning, guys. Question for Bob and Christy. I like to fish and surf. Me too. If I go on a trip and let's say to Hawaii and my surfboard gets damaged, will I be able to get it fixed or replaced depending on the damage with my policy?
So the policy does not cover your surfboard for damage. However, if it were lost or stolen, that is when the coverage would kick in for personal items, but again, up to the limit.
Yeah, but it's not damage to a personal property, but it's lost or stolen.
Correct. The only damage coverage would be to a rented vehicle. So that's the damage coverage that's included in that annual.
So in other words, if he rented a car while he was in Hawaii, he wouldn't have to have that additional waiver.
Right.
He would be covered up to
got an accident,
the policy limits.
Right. That would be covered on that. But there's no damage coverage for personal property.
And how much is that, like on the executive plan, how much do you think rental car damage?
$45,000.
$45,000. Mm-hmm. So if you rent a higher-end vehicle, you may want to get additional, because if it gets stolen or something like that.
Right, and that is
45
a good point.
covers a lot.
It does, but that's a good point, Pete, because it has limitations on it, like any policy.
Right.
So if the value of the vehicle is more than $75,000, it is not covered. So if you're renting a Ferrari.
45.
It will not cover any, even up to $45,000 on a car that's valued over $75,000. So, for instance, if you're renting a Ferrari, you don't have coverage.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, good point. So, if the value of the vehicle is over $75,000, it's not.
Yeah.
So how do you know? Like, what if it's like some of these SUVs are.
Right.
Like,
I would say when you're renting like luxury vehicles, you can probably pretty much bet it's not going to be covered. It's like if you're renting a little SUV or just the get around car that most,
just a standard rental car.
Right, exactly.
You're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. All right. Let's go.
How does she know this?
You
know everything about every time we talk about the beginning of the show, every time it blows me away. I love having you guys on here. It's so cool. You do such a good job.
Thank you so much.
Really,
11 years of looking at those policies.
And then Bob started it all, right? Yeah, I mean, how long did Christy work for you before she basically kind of took over and allowed you to go fishing?
She told me, Bob, we're going to pay you to stay away. So I took her up on it.
Yeah. Hey,
move.
I would.
Yeah, good.
Can I sign up for that?
I'll try that program too.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back on the phone.
Well deserved.
Oh, for sure.
How about this time we talked to Jim? And Jim's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. What up, Jim? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. My first time caller, so please bear with me. It's more of a question. My buddy and I were out fishing several years ago. We were drifting on the boat in the middle of the day going for yellowtail and some yellowfin. And my buddy and I were just drifting. It was the middle of the day, so things were kind of slow. He reeled in his line to check his bait, and his hook was gone. And he had his drag on, and nothing tugged on the line. So we were really confused and wondering how in the heck that could happen. So he tied up another hook, threw on his bait.
Losing him there.
Yeah. Are you covered for the loss of a hook?
Yeah, really. But to try to break the story down for you, we were wondering what was going on, and all of a sudden we were surrounded by a bunch of black spots, and we looked at them. I cut a piece of bait, and they're on the surface out by the 9 mile bank, and stingrays don't go on the surface; they stay on they comb the bottoms, and so what I did, I put a piece of bait on a hook, and I dropped down, and I hooked up one, pulled it up, and his belly was black also, so his whole body was black, and he had little razor sharp teeth. And
what
was biting off his hook.
So it's some kind of a ray?
Yeah, what it was.
It was a stingray. And they weren't large ones. They were just like a regular-sized stingray, but they're completely black on the surface that high up. Right. And even when I contacted the landings, I asked them and skippers on their boats, did you guys ever experience that? Did you ever see anything like that before? And they said, absolutely not, never heard of it. Yeah. Hey, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, Bob, you ever heard of something like that?
No.
Certainly
yeah, that's
pelagic,
a new one.
You know, there's pelagic rays.
Sure,
offshore,
absolutely.
But usually they're not small, usually they're big. And in terms of, like, cutting your line off and things like that, wouldn't
yeah.
I was sure that this story was going the route of Blue Shark or Mako or
yeah,
or
something
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
small
you would think.
Very interesting one, Jim, for sure.
That's a good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, a question from Mrs. P. We know who that
yeah.
is. How specific does a physician's note need to be when filing a claim for a trip cancellation due to a friend's injury?
Okay, that's a great question.
Yes.
So
Nancy.
When you are putting in a claim, regardless of who, whether it's for yourself, a traveling companion, or a family member, the physician's note needs to state the onset of the injury or the illness, the nature of the illness or injury. So it can't just say they're sick. It has to give a reason even, and then that travel is not recommended. And it either has to be for a determined period of time that includes when you would be going on the trip or staying indefinitely until, you know, otherwise notified by the medical professional. So it needs to include all three of those things and, of course, have the be on letterhead with the physician's signature.
That's if, like, if your friend, you had to cancel your trip with a friend, you have to get that note from the friend's physician.
Correct.
For
yes.
your claim.
To put in your claim.
And then you need to have your proof of payment of the tickets,
right.
The cancellations of the tickets.
The cancellation policy. Yeah, exactly. So, and that's a great question because a lot of people think, well, it's not my injury and I don't have the right to ask that information. But from an insurance standpoint, the reason they're asking for the onset of that injury is to either, one, confirm that it's not a pre-existing medical condition, and even if you have the coverage for the pre-existing medical condition, they want to know that that friend was able to travel at the time that you purchased the policy. You know what
yes.
I mean? So that's the reason. They're not just asking because they're nosy and they want all of your friend's information. They need it for their specific check sheet and their guidelines, right? It's got to qualify under the policy.
Okay, so there's so many different scenarios.
Yeah.
So, okay, the friend doesn't have a policy, but you do. The friend has to cancel because of injury, but they do have the friend had a pre-existing condition when they booked the trip. What is that still covered?
Well, so and this is where it gets unclear, right?
Yeah.
A lot of questions come up around this pre-existing condition, either inclusion or exclusion.
Right.
And pre-existing condition means on an annual basis, it means anything that you've been acutely treated for in the last 4 months.
Right.
So if somebody has a pacemaker and it was put in a year ago, they have had no issues since. That's not necessarily considered a pre-existing condition. However, if they've been recently seen by their doctor because they were having
right.
some troubles or some complications, that in the last 4 months on a annual plan and the last 6 months on an individual, then it's a pre-existing condition. So if your friend has a pre-existing condition, you have to cancel because their condition worsened. As long as you have that pre-existing condition waiver, it would still be covered.
Okay, you'd have
right?
to get a waiver.
So
on.
That there again, that's why we always recommend, you know, when is the best time to purchase travel insurance? As soon as you book your travel.
So if they book yeah. the travel and then within 2 weeks bought the policy, it doesn't matter what the
previous. It would still be covered.
It
yeah.
would still be covered.
Yeah,
because
they would have that pre-existing condition waiver.
Yeah, that's key, for sure.
The key is just buy it at the beginning of the year and never
yeah.
worry about it.
Or just buy it when you're,
or,
don't let your policy lapse.
Right, yeah. or as soon as you book your travel. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like John says, the beauty of buying from, you know, Christy and Bob is you're going to call them, hey, you know, we're about to expire in another month. Let's re-up. Done.
Right.
There you go.
Right. And you have
nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
So,
and another, this comes up. People go, well, is it automatically gonna, you know, renew? And no, they don't. Travel plans don't automatically renew. So we do reach out between 60 and 45 days via email. By 30 days, we're reaching out to you over the phone. We're not trying to, you know, track you down. We just want to make sure
it doesn't last.
That if you've got travel plans that you're covered and that you're getting the maximum benefit possible from your plan.
Right. So if you had a trip booked and your travel plan lapsed, you wouldn't be covered for the pre-existing condition.
That's correct.
Versus if you renewed it, you'd be
yeah.
covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
There it
That's
is.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is. Hey, everybody. My question is how is destination defined? I live 90 miles from my dock in San Diego to to where I live in Orange County. If something happens on my way down to meet the, my boat, accident, family emergency, less than 100 miles, am I still covered? It can be hard to tell if the boat were heading south or north regarding that 100 miles. I love this show. Keep up the crazy information. You guys rock. Paul in Fountain Valley.
Oh, that's a great question.
Okay.
So, I couldn't gather whether it was his personal boat or if it was like a charter. If he's going on a charter, we've never had an issue at all getting a claim through, even for people that live in San Diego, getting on one of the sport fishing boats to go out on the water to fish because it's an actual trip that you're purchasing. Right. But if it's on your personal boat, I would imagine they're going to ask for some kind of they're going to ask for your address, of course, which they'll already have, and then where your boat was at and where your plans were to go. And that's how they're going to determine that 100-mile limit offshore. So.
Okay, let me run this one.
You're not going to do it.
Okay, so I live in Los Angeles, and I drive to Dana Point to get on a boat to go to San Clemente Island, which is 50 miles away. Now, combined, that travel is 100 miles, more than 100 miles. Am I covered?
When you're your destination is 100 miles or more from home.
From home, because you got in the car, you moved, you went there. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the total trip.
Correct.
When you leave your home, if you drive and then come back closer to your home, it doesn't matter as long as the total mileage combined with the boat and the car.
Right. You're not hung up on this weird straight line distance. Oh, no, you're only 93. You're out.
Yeah. No, and I mean, knock on wood, but I've never had a claim where they came down and like, well, you were 99 miles.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Not happen.
Yeah. Not going to cover you. Yeah. They're not going to go out and measure. It's like, wait a minute. Let's take a little flight to see what's going on here. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, there's so much to talk about. One of the most important things I can relate to our listeners is just call Christy and her associates. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the key, right? It's just if you have questions about it, am I covered? Am I done? And, if you have questions about whether your boat is covered, I mean, and that's some really important stuff to understand is, mm-hmm. Because things happen on the water. And if you have a boat with a lot of valuables in it and you travel into Mexico, you travel here, you travel there, and your boat insurance says, nope, sorry, you're not covered. Yeah. That's not good.
No, not good.
Yeah.
This is a good one. It says, good morning, guys. This is Baja Ben. My question is, do I need coverage for my 5-year-old when traveling? Is it worth having an additional policy for children? And he was looking for your thoughts.
Ah, good question. Family policy.
That's
right?
A great question. Yeah. So we didn't talk about, there is a family plan that is an annual plan as well. It's called the annual premier plan. And it will start with as low as $2,000 a year for cancellation and interruption coverage and go all the way up to $15,000 a year for the family. So if
annual plan.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's for basically it covers anyone who lives in the household. So they have to live with you. To be covered under that plan, but it's great for families with small children. If you want to purchase travel insurance on an annual basis where you don't want to think about it, maybe you go on several fishing trips a year, maybe once or twice a year you take your kids along, then everybody has that medical coverage. Right. Everybody has that evacuation or transportation coverage as well as the cancellation, and you don't have to think about it every single time. However, there are instances, especially with young children children under the age of 18, where sometimes I'll recommend, like, if they're only going on one trip, it might be that we purchase have you purchase a small single trip coverage, because there's some single trip plans that will actually cover children for free. So, again, give me a call.
Oh,
I'm happy to talk to you about your
circumstances. They'd all be covered?
I believe
I've got two. If you have 8 kids, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
To say, if you have 8 kids and you can go somewhere, I know a 51-year-old who you can adopt.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberty. Christy's going to do us the honors.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, nice flip. Woo, nice flip.
Maybe not.
Hey, that one wasn't your fault. It was a roll.
I saw it. It's a texture.
A texture.
Bob's picking it up.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
There it is. The T. Baja Ben, you are going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Congratulations.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob and Christy. How do we get a hold of you?
Thank you so much for having us on. You can get a hold of us at 619-460-5615 or going to our website at DR, like doctor, insure. com.
All right. Thanks, Christy and Bob. And keep going fishing, Bob.
And happy 33rd anniversary.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thanks to JP for manning those busy phones. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you out there very much for joining us today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Bo Dan and Brandon from Two Fish Jigs. We'll be talking some surface iron next Saturday. Next Sunday, Captain Dean Ibrahim from the Tomahawk will be here. A couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Sports Grid Radio Network, and 1090 AM and YouTube and Facebook. See you then. Say hi. Bye.